From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Brian Babylon, Mo Rocca, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host at the J. Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park in Chicago, Illinois, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill the Rhymer drops some limericks on you in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, Speaker of the House John Boehner is known for his tendency to burst into tears when talking about his background or his family or when he wakes up every morning and realizes he's Speaker of that House. But this week, he burst into tears multiple times while being interviewed by whom?
Oh, gosh. Is it someone known for making people burst into tears?
Well, it's a media outfit, not known for emotional outbursts, unless, of course, somebody wins in the last grain.
It's a sports?
It's a sports channel, yes.
The only one I know is ESPN.
No, it's a specific sports channel.
Oh, Fox Sports Channel. No, the Congressional Sports Center.
Remember what I said?
Golf Channel.
The Golf Channel. John Boehner was interviewed by the Golf Channel. He is a famously enthusiastic golfer, so of course the Golf Channel would want to interview him. Other than Tiger Woods, he is the first non-white person they've ever put on their programming. Boehner talked about many subjects, and golfers everywhere were fascinated to finally hear the perspective of a wealthy male Republican.
Man, there's no crying
what?
In golf.
Did he get choked up about beautiful game?
This isn't, if you've never seen him, by the way, this isn't crying like a little weepy, you know? This is blubbering. John Boehner has two settings. He's got aloof, and he's got the leave Britney alone guy.
It's an ugly cry. It's an ugly cry.
He goes to snot bubble level of cry.
Yeah, he really does. Like, it's wet. Like, you don't know what's snot and what's tears. It's terrible.
I admire that in a man.
I mean, it's nice. A guy is in touch with his emotions.
Sure.
That's important. But keep in mind, he, as Speaker of the House, third in line for the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
What if some disaster happens? He's in charge. And then he's like, the State of the Union is really sad. I mean, Mo, it is time for a game that we call
I've got good news and bad news.
We're going to tell you some bad news. You tell us the good news. Ready? Here's the bad news. A major U.S. city, we found out this week, is sinking irreversibly into the earth. What's the good news?
That the city is... Well, I don't hate Miami. I hope it's not Miami.
It's not Miami.
It's a city that we would like to see sink into... is Toledo sinking?
What do you have against Toledo?
Nothing. I love Jamie Farr.
I'll give you a hint. It was originally built in a swamp.
Washington, D.C.
Yes, indeed, Washington,
yes,
D.C. It's sinking. We all know that Washington, D.C. was built in a swamp. The first time in history, a fetid, damp sinkhole of disease was made even worse.
Oh, God. Boehner is never going to stop crying.
I know. The original contractors apparently worked for the government because the city is now sinking into the ground. Climate change, of course, will make it worse, so we can expect Washington to be completely gone in about 100 years unless we can figure out a way to speed it up.
Do they really project within a century?
No, that was a bit of an exaggeration. They do think it'll sink a good foot over the next century, which will make things difficult.
Well, so will I.
W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, baby, D-C. W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, baby, D-C.
Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Ann Arbor, Michigan on October 1st and Des Moines, Iowa, October 29th. And check out our How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian teach you how to name your baby. They suggest the names Mike or Ian. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jane Moss. You're calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, how are things in Louisville?
They're good. They're good. They're a little warm.
A little warm. We're coming down to Louisville.
I know. I will be there.
That's so exciting. What do you do there?
I work as a case manager for single moms at a local nonprofit.
Oh, that's really good work. I'm not going to make a joke about that. It's important that you do that. That's good for you.
Thank you.
Well, Jane, welcome to our show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
Here is your first limerick.
This hotel room is not quite Queen Anne, and let's hope we will not need the can. But it's great for a stakeout, and yes, a quick makeout. We're parked by the road in a...
van?
Yes, a van, according to CNN. The hippest hotel in New York City is a Chevy van. For only $22 a night, you can go through Airbnb and rent the back of a van owned by a man named Jonathan. Stay there. He says it's not for everyone. For example, it's not for people who need electricity, running water, or a bathroom. And if someone knocks on your door and says, room service, do not answer it.
But you know what? That is what Mitt Romney was talking about, man. That is a small business. He built it, America.
It's an entrepreneur, man.
Yep.
You got to give him credit.
Yep.
And you got to give credit to the Starbucks he parks in front of so his guests can go in and use the bathroom.
I want you to know that I can use a Starbucks bathroom without ever touching my hands to anything in it. I can do the entire thing with my feet. And I'm going to do a video, and I'm going to put it online.
Do you open the door with your elbow?
I use my foot. I can use my foot.
Open the door?
Yep. I can do the entire thing. Yeah. I really can, because I'm very...
so hygienic.
Nobody can see this on radio, obviously, but I'm very flexible.
Whoa.
So I can get my foot up. Okay,
whoa.
I can do that. And then I can even, with the toe, I can even, like, the bolt, like to lock it.
Your kung fu technique is very powerful, Padawan. All right, here is your next limerick.
At portrayals in films, I'm appalled. At a young age, my follicles stalled. In movies, the villains who do all the killing aren't shaggy, but totally...
bald.
Yes, indeed, bald. Sure, Hollywood has long been guilty of mistreating women and minorities, but what about the bald white guys? Who speaks for us? If you see a bald guy in a movie, you know he is the bad guy, right? It's Lex Luthor, it's Dr. Evil, it's Sinead O'Connor. One man, one brave bald voice, has started a video campaign to call attention to Hollywood's anti-bald bias. It's quite moving. If you haven't seen it, imagine Sarah McLachlan's Humane Society ads, but instead of a sad dog, she's cradling Jason Alexander.
Is there something about you bald men that makes you evil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian? They miss the smell of Pantene Pro-V. They miss conditioner in their hair.
What do you mean, they?
I'm bald. But I'm black bald. That's sexy. I'm just saying, baby.
I know. Here is your last limerick.
For pop songs, I never would settle. Now I'm aging, but still in fine fettle. There's a spring in my walk, because I really could rock. I feel great, because I love heavy...
metal.
Yes!
Yes, it is.
Contrary to the way they might look, fans of Slayer and Motley Crue back in the day are doing better than everyone else now. A study of the lives of headbangers found that they are, in their later years, more well-adjusted, healthier, and unpleasantly pierced than others who didn't listen to heavy metal. The theory is that even though their lifestyle included drugs, a diet of live bats, and listening to really terrible music, they were part of a very strong community with healthy bonds. That's very good for you. Also, many of them are still into metal today, if you count hips. Bill, how did Jane do in our quiz?
Just like American Pharoah at the Derby in Louisville. 3-0, a winner.
Very good.
Whoa.
I was wondering where you were coming with that. Well done. Thank you so much for playing our game.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now Now it is time to go on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
I can. It's easy. First time ever, a three-way tie.
Okay. All right, we have randomly decided that Brian is going to go first. You're up first, Brian. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. The NFL announced this week that they were upholding Tom Brady's suspension for his role in blank.
Deflategate.
Yes. This week, the White House announced it would oppose any effort to defund blank.
Planned Parenthood.
Right, before being arrested for wandering through his neighborhood while brandishing a knife, a Washington man first ran into his house and blanked.
Made a sandwich.
No, he grabbed his banjo, came out, and serenaded the police. The Arizona Cardinals announced Monday that they had hired the NFL's first ever blank coach.
Lady coach.
Yes. Lady coach.
Lady
coach. A Washington fugitive who'd been on the run for nearly a year was spotted by police after they saw him blanking.
They saw him on American Idol.
They saw him starring in a movie. You were close. Like all fugitives trying to keep a low profile, Jason Stange got a part on the big screen, starring as the lead in a low-budget horror movie.
Oh, there's that Jason Statham. I'm like, what?
What? No, different guy. Worse, he posed for photos in the newspaper that wrote about it. Just to be merciful, when the police grabbed him and sent him back to jail, they said it was to help make Shawshank Redemption 2. Bill, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Well, Brian got 3 right for 6 more points. He has 9, but he has the lead.
All right. Faith, we move down the table. Faith, you're up next. Fill in the blank. This week, police in Zimbabwe arrested a local hunter who helped an American man kill a blank named Cecil.
Lion.
Yes, the NSA announced plans on Monday to destroy 10 years' worth of collected blank data.
Collected phone data?
Yes. On Tuesday, Joyce Mitchell pleaded guilty to helping 2 murderers escape from a prison in blank.
New York.
Yes. On Tuesday, a GOP representative from North Carolina filed a bid to oust blank as the Speaker of the House.
John Boehner.
Right. In a speech last week, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she had a lot in common with blank.
Notorious B.I.G.?
Yes, Biggie Smalls. On Thursday, Facebook detailed its plans to provide cost-effective Wi-Fi using solar-powered blanks.
Drones.
Yes, on Thursday, former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore became the 17th person to blank.
Declares candidacy for president.
Yes, a theater troupe in the U.K. announced that it would be staging the first ever production of King Lear cast almost exclusively with blank.
Little people.
Sheep. According to the program, King Lear with Sheep is an experimental reevaluation of its famous predecessor that overturns theatrical conventions through the startling and revolutionary device of costumed sheep. Another plus, audience members can keep themselves warm, if needed, by making a sweater out of Cordelia. Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Well, the audience got Sheep right.
Yes, I know.
But Faith got 7 right, 14 more points. She now has 17 in the lead.
Well done. How many, then, does Mo need to win?
Well, you need 7 to tie and 8 to win.
Oh, my gosh, Mo. Here we go. Investigators from Boeing say that debris found in the Indian Ocean this week may belong to the missing blank flight.
The Malaysia Airlines.
Yes. On Monday, the Boy Scouts of America voted to end the group's ban on blank.
On gay scout leaders.
Right. This week, 35 women who accused blank of sexual assault appeared together in the cover of New York Magazine.
Bill Cosby.
Yes. On Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee announced that despite strong economic growth, it would not raise blank.
Interest rates.
Yes. Massachusetts police investigating reports of a dead body in the street later confirmed that it was a blank.
The only thing I can think of, and it's just, it's not going to be right, is a mannequin.
No, it was a delicious brisket.
Okay.
After learning that their onboard computers were vulnerable to remote hacking, blank recalled 1.4 million of their vehicles.
Oh, it's Chrysler.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
On Sunday, British cyclist Chris Froome won his second blank.
Tour de France.
Right. A North Carolina man made all other marriage proposals look bad when he blanked on Monday.
He made all other marriage proposals look bad when he, in North Carolina, when he did something incredibly romantic. Right? Is that the idea?
I like your thinking. Go on.
Okay. All right. I think...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're out of time. He stopped their proposal halfway through, thwarted a robbery, and then continued with it.
Oh, my God. I know. No.
You know? You knew that? Just as one Dave Farity got down on one knee at a romantic dinner, he noticed a restaurant employee chasing after a robber who was making his way to the door. Dave stood up, grabbed the man by the neck, restrained him till the cops arrived. Once that happened, he got back down on his knee, said, "Where was I?" and continued the proposal. We're happy to announce that she said yes. How could you say no at that point? And the two are now planning their wedding, which will take place in Dave's hometown, Gotham City. Bill, did Mo do well enough to win?
Well, he got 6 right, which is pretty good. 12 more points. He got 15, but that means Faith wins with 17.
Congratulations, Faith! In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict who will steal the spotlight from Donald Trump at next week's debate, and how. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, benevolent overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Jesse Batender's Game. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernboss. Technical directions from Lorna White. Our CFO is Andy Ann. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Linwood Danforth. Now, panel, who is going to out-Trump Trump at next week's debate? What are they going to do? Brian Babylon.
I'm going to go with Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe. He's always up to no good.
From Faith Saley.
Chris Christie will flip the kiddie table like a Real Housewife of New Jersey.
And Mo Rocca.
After Dennis Rodman delivers his nominating speech of Trump at the Republican National Convention, El Chapo will swoop in and kidnap both of them before the two are daringly rescued by none other than Kim Jong-un, who will become the 18th GOP nominee.
Woo!
And if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks to Faith Saley, Brian Babylon, Mo Rocca. Thanks to Donna LaPietra, the Millennium Park Foundation. Thanks to the as many as 15,000 people who came out to see us here in the most beautiful park, in the most beautiful city in America.
Yeah.
You are the best.
I love it.
I am Peter Sagal, and we'll see you next week. This is NPR.